So Vayeshev, we know, always comes up around Hanukkah times. So I wanted to focus on what exactly when Ish Matzliach means. Ish Matzliach, if you look at paragraph Mates, Pasuk Aleph, Chamishi, it says that Yosef is brought down to Mitzrayim and Potiphar makes him in charge. It says, Vayehi Hashem es Yosef, Vayish Ish Matzliach, Vayi Beis Adonav HaMitzri, Ayar Adonav, Ki Hashem Ito, V'chol Asher Hu Osa, Hashem Matzliach B'yado. So we see that he saw that Hashem, that Yosef was very, that he's always looked after Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he saw that he was very successful. So I want to talk five different pshatim, what Ish Matzliach means, and maybe try even to connect it to Chanukah also. So Rashi says, what do you mean, Kashem, he told that Hashem was with him? Rashi says, very famously from the Medrash, that Shem Shemayim Shogar Befiv, that he constantly was always talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu on his mind. But the Baal Shomer Amunim, when the classical Chassidish Svarim, writes an amazing thing. He says, what does it mean that Vayihi Hashem es Yosef, Vayihi Ish Matzliach, that Vayar Adonav Ki Hashem Yitov V'chol Asher Hu Osa Hashem Matzliach B'yado, that the more that his master saw that he looked after for God and he was successful, he says that the more the Potiphar saw that Yosef looked for God, he looked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Hashgacha Pratis that Yosef had, the more bracha that he had in his life, which actually connects to the second idea also. The Ohr Ari says really the same idea of the Shomer Amunim. It says that it was causative. The more he looked for him, the more Yosef looked for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more bracha that he got. It says the Ohr Aryeh. So the Shomer Amunim says the more munah you have, the more Hashgacha Pratis you actually have. Because the more you look for Hashem, the more he'll be there. But the Ohr Aryeh says no, the more you look for God, the more he'll actually be there, the more Hatzlacha that you'll have. The third idea comes from the Shevet Musar. Such an amazing, amazing idea. He says that Yosef was living it up. What was going on? He was now he's put in charge of Potiphar's household. And we know that Chazal tell us that the Nisayon of Ashiras, of richness, of everything going well, is a great Nisayon. And the Chazal say that the test of success and wealth is even greater than the test of poverty. And he quotes the Medrash in Yalchut Shimoni that says that, you know, right after we said by Kriyas Yamsuf, that Ras HaShivcha Aliyah Mashal Roya Yechazel Ben Buzi, that a maidservant at the Yamsuf saw more than Yechazkel. And in a few days, what happened after? They made the Egel Zav, right? So at the end of the day, what happened? Yosef says the Shevet Musar, he didn't let his Hatzlacha get to his head. You know what an Ish Matzliach is? An Ish Matzliach is when things are going well in your job, things are going well in your business, things are going well with your family, with your kids, Kanai Nahara, and you don't let it get to your head. You stay grounded. You realize that you are so thankful to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Vayihi Hashem es Yosef, Vayihi Ish Matzliach. That because Yosef was such an Ish Matzliach, he didn't let his Hatzlacha get to his head. That's what Ish Matzliach means. The fourth idea comes from the Kli Yoker. And he actually really picks up. And if you look at Paragam Tas Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk we read before, it says the word Vayihi three times. Vayihi Hashem es Yosef, and it was Hashem with Yosef. Vayihi Ish Matzliach, and he was an Ish Matzliach. Vayihi Beis Adonav HaMitzri, and it was in the house of the Mitzri. So the Kli Yoker asks, why did they say Vayihi three times? Why did Afka say Vayihi three times in the Pasuk? So he says Vayihi actually says three times because it's building up. First Yosef had a tzacha with himself. Then what happened? He only didn't have a tzacha with himself, he had a tzacha with Potiphar. And then he caused greatness to not only Potiphar's household, his economic household, or the tzacha in the household, but also to his children, to the people around him. That's what it means, Vayihi Hashem es Yosef. First he had a tzacha with Yosef. Yosef himself had a tzacha. Then he made a tzacha with the house, with the Baal Bais. And then he also made anyone who was with them, B'nei Beisel Shel Adonav. Everyone who was with them, that's what he means. So I think what maybe the Kli Yoker is saying is that Ish Matzliach is someone who's not only focused on their own personal success, on their own personal, you know, of growing in ruchnius and gashmit, but it's also hatzlach, it's causative. It's making sure that others grow as well, which we know Chanukah is all about. There's a famous maisa, I believe, from, what's his name, the great tzaddik, the great maisa. What happened was that during Chanukah in 1939, Rebbetzin Dessler took her daughter to Vilna, and they visited their uncle, who was their uncle, Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, the great gadol, the poysik hador during the war, before the war. What happened was, is that the gadol, he saw Rebbe Sendessler and her daughter, and he handed the young girl some Chanukah geld. And she explained to the young girl that she didn't need any money. Rav Chaim Moses said an amazing thing about Chanukah geld. He said, Chanukah geld isn't given because you need it, but it's because the giver loves you. That's what Chaim Yigal is all about. It's not about what, it's not about the taking, it's about the giving. It's about the love. And that's what Ish Matzliach is. Ish Matzliach doesn't only, you're not focused about yourself. Yosef caused his the Baal Bayis, Potiphar, and also the rest of the household to be able to have success. And that's what Ish Matzliach says. Finally, the fifth and final idea is from the Sefer B'Fkudecha Sicha. B'Fkudecha Sicha is a great Hasidic Malachi from Moshe Menachem Tabenfeld. He's a Skver Chassid, a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. She says, what's an Ish Matzliach? What do you know what it means, Ish Matzliach? It means that Yosef viewed himself as an Ish Matzliach. That he viewed himself as someone who has, in every situation, whether it be hard or easy, he always looked for the Hatzlach in everything. He always looked for the good in everything. He always looked for the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him in his life. Which he therefore goes on to quote that Yosef had this trait. Who else had this trait in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. We know famously that the Medrash tell us that Paro thought that maybe the astrologers thought that Moshe, when he was growing up in the household, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be the one to take over. So what happened? They put a crown in front of Moshe as a little baby, and they put some fiery coals. So they wanted to see if Moshe won for the crown, they were going to kill him. So Moshe's hand was going for the crown. And Chazal tells us that the Malach Gavriel came and pushed his hand away, and he touched the fire, and he touched his mouth, and that's why he had a lisp. Ask the Sefer Talmud Beyodo, and a lot of others from as well, why did Moshe daven that he should get better? Why didn't he ever daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way that he davened for Miriam, that he should have her food, just like Miriam did? Says the Sefer Talmud Beyodo, because he always wanted to remind her how thankful he had to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said he never stopped davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he always reminded him, wanted to be, how thankful he had to be to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved his life when he was a young child. And that's the whole avoda. And Ish Matzliach means that a person, no matter what situation it is, hard or challenging or things are going well, or things are going, even when things aren't going well, he's an Ish Matzliach. He views himself as the luckiest person alive. So let's just go over these five ideas. We start off with the Shomer Amunim. Shomer Amunim says the more Amunah a person has, the more Shkacha Pratzos a person has. That's what it means. Vayar Adonav Ki Hashem Ito, and then that called Matzliach Biyado. Oh, Ari says no. The same connected idea. The more a Jew looks for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more bracha that he has. The third idea is from the Sheva Musar. He said, "What is Ish Matzliach? Is that when things are going well?" Says the Sheva Musar, they didn't let the Ashiris in the economically or socially or his ruchdis. He didn't let it get to his head, which I think is a very practical thing. The fourth idea, the Kli Akher says that Ish Matzliach means that you're not just focused on yourself, your own hatzlacha, but you're helping your hatzlacha for others as well, and that's what Chanukah is all about. As Chaim Ozer said to Rebbetzin Dessler's niece, Chanukah Guild is not given because you need it; it's because we want to show the love to the kids, to show the love to the mishpacha, and that's what Ish Matzliach is showing the love, showing the care. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Ish Matzliach, is that Yosef viewed himself as Ish Matzliach. He was so thankful that everything that he had, even in the good times, even in the challenging times, he was so thankful. And that is obviously one of the main messages of Chanukah, Yemei Hodus Olahal L'Shem Chagadol, of being so thankful for everything we have. We're called Yehudim, the Lashon of Yehuda, being thankful. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that the more moon we have in him, the more Shecha Pratzos, the more Bracha that we'll have. When we have things going well in our life, economically, socially, in our Ruchnis, in our Gashmis, we don't want to get to our head. We make sure that Hatzlacha really starts, not only with our own Hatzlacha, but we care about others' Hatzlacha, and we may be able to make sure that we're each Matzlich means we view ourselves as the luckiest people alive, as successful, and we realize that we have so much to be thankful to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ez Hashem. To do this, we zoch to truly be an Ish Matzlich, and really appreciate the Kedusha of what Ish Matzliach means, of Yosef Atzadik, and what really the message of Chanukah is all about.